I finally did it. Put it in the record books. 4 hours and 52 minutes. Yeah, she's asleep. She's like actually asleep. Oh, it was rough. Yeah, she, I did a drive, and then I walked her, then she woke up, and then I took a drive again, and she fell back asleep, and then I walked her, and then she woke up, so then I took a drive again, and then this time when I got her out of the car, she didn't wake up, and we're here now. Yeah, she won't sleep for that long, though, because she basically got an hour in the car, and then she got another... Yeah, another hour in the car. So odds are she'll be up for the next 2 hours. No, when she gets up, I'll get her. Maybe tonight is my night. I will, yes. You pumped enough, I can feed her too. Yeah, you don't have to even wake up. It might wake you up, but you can go right back to sleep. I mean it. No, baby, you shouldn't feel guilty. What do the doctors say? That, yes, you should try to take it as easy as much as possible. Baby, yes. Yes. If she isn't feeding, then I'll bring her to you. But that's the only reason I'm going to wake you up tonight, okay? I will. If she isn't feeding, I promise I will. Of course I will. Because as much as you don't think you need it, you do need the rest. And you need some time just to, like, decompress and just be you. I want to give you as much of the time as possible. Because, baby, the last 9 months, you... Sure. But it was not easy. It wasn't an easy 9 months, was it? It wasn't a cakewalk. It was very hard, and I know it was hard on you. Yeah, like physically it's hard on you, mentally, emotionally. It's the last 9 months were a lot. Of course, but that's not when the... Sure, the baby moon was nice. But, you know, now that she's here, it's my job to start carrying some more of that weight, because I couldn't... There's only so much I could carry then. And now she's here, so now I can, like, you know, like, be as, like, hands-on as I can, because... Before, it was a doctor who could help, or a nurse, or like, sure, but I didn't feel like I could really, like, it just, everything I was doing just felt like it was the most I could do, but it never felt like it was enough. No way, baby, you were carrying our child. Nothing I did in those 9 months ever felt like enough. I know, but it's, like, now she's here, so now I feel like I can, like, you know, no, not make up for it, but just, like, I can be a dad now, you know? Yeah. I want to. We will, baby, there's gonna be so many nights where... Yes, exactly. You're not in this alone. Like, there's a reason we're doing this together. Yeah, so I don't want you to ever feel bad whenever I do. Yeah. What did you get up to while I was driving across the state? Wow. Oh, see? That's so nice. No, baby, you could literally just sit here and watch TV, and that would be good use of your time. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. Well, let me see. Well, that's so cute. That's really cute. Can you send me that? because I'll make it my background. We need to have a day where we can go through all the pictures. I know, it's nuts. We haven't even had a chance to. Because why look at the pictures when she's like right there? Yeah. Exactly. Of course, come here. I know, it's so crazy. I keep looking at the crib in our bedroom and it just doesn't feel real. Yeah, those moments feel real, but like moments like these, they don't feel real, they feel too good. Yeah. You are such a good mom. Yes, you are. Baby, 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 baby. Hey, hey, hey. Don't say that. It's not true. Mm-mm. You made a beautiful baby girl. You did. And she's healthy and she's fine and you're going to be great for her. You're going to be everything she needs and more. Yes, you will. Because I know you're more than enough. You're more than enough for me. You're going to be more than enough for her. Because I know. Yes. I know, but it's just your doubt and fear and insecurity stalking. Right? It's not true, baby. It's not true at all. I know. It's okay. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. I love you so much. Yes, I do. It's okay. You're more than enough. Yeah. And I heard that too. Immediately we both just stop what we're doing and look and we're like, oh. Oh, it's gonna be so hard. I don't want to think about it. Are you tired at all? Yes and no. You know, it's funny. When I started putting her to bed, I was like wide awake. I had so many like plans to hang out with you. Yeah, I was like, oh, we could play this tonight. We could watch a movie. By the time I finished putting her to bed, I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. I'm ready to sleep. If you want to do something, I can stay awake a little longer. Yeah. Yeah, you can put something on. I might fall asleep during it, but I'll, like, start watching it with you. I love that. Yeah, turn on subtitles so you can put it on mute. I don't know. I know they talk about like acclimatizing your baby so she can sleep in noise, but it seems like so challenging. Yeah, she's so noise sensitive. She's like me. If she hears like the door creak, she'll wake up. Yeah. We got get her to like sleep in somewhere busy outside. Like a restaurant. If she can sleep at a restaurant, then she can sleep anywhere. I wonder. We should totally ask. Yeah, I'll ask my mom too. No, that's just where I got the drive idea from. That's what they did for me. Oh my god, I was so spoiled. They used to drive me all the time. I mean, she's gonna be spoiled too. She basically was driven for like almost 3.5 hours today. Going nowhere in particular. Yeah. Well, part of me's hoping that she like will start falling in love with like the sound of a car engine. That might lead to like a Formula One career or something. Yeah, you're right. We can't afford to put her in karting though. Unless she gets sponsored or something. Yeah. You're right, she could be dangerous. We cannot develop a thing where she likes the sound of like car engines too much. Yeah, boys with loud car engines, they're bad news. No driving with boys with loud cars. Yeah, that's one of the rules. I haven't really thought of all the rules yet. I feel like I still have like a good 16 years before I have to start really deeply pondering her rules. Well, currently I feel like I'm going to be the strictest dad in the world, but I don't know, we'll see. Yeah, just this is a no boy zone. No boys ever at all. You can date when you're married. I don't know, we'll see. Maybe my position will change over time. We'll see. Yeah, I'll be exactly like your dad. He hated me for so long. Okay, hate is the wrong word. He actively attempted to intimidate me for so long. Yeah, now we're cool, because... Yeah, I guess so. It was basically up until I married you. He was very open with his desire to shoot me with his shotgun up until I got married. Okay, no. Shoot me with a shotgun is not the right word. Okay, sorry. Mount my ass on the wall or something. It was like he was quoting every cliche dad shit from, yeah. Well, it didn't work. I ended up marrying his daughter, so. Yeah, I know he never didn't really like me. He's just... You can never admit that he did not like me. Now he can, but that's different. Yeah, put it on. I love you so much. Are you sure? Okay. When she cries, though, I'm gonna wake up for it. I promise. Yeah, I got this. You pumped enough, baby. There's definitely enough milk for her. Yeah, because if she wakes up next, there's definitely to feed. It's because she's hungry. What's wrong with the feed? Like a vampire? No. Feed is the right word. Okay, to eat. She wakes up to feed. I love you. Comfy. Oh, I'm hella comfy. I can fall asleep just like this. Fuck. I don't know. I open my eyes immediately. I think she's still sleeping. Okay. Every sound is a heart attack. I love you too. I will. I'll get some sleep. God knows I'll be up in like an hour anyway.